By now, you should be near the entrance to the administration building of Little League International. The first part of this building, the wing to the west, was built in 1960. Additions were made over time as the Little League staff grew. The building is the administrative center and houses the offices of Little League. It is the workplace for most of the world's Little League employees. Operations here are conducted year-round, focused primarily on providing leadership and assistance to local leagues for regular season play. There is one Little League employee in this building for about every 50,000 participants in more than 80 countries around the world. If you look at one of the pillars near the entrance, you will see a date stone saying 2009. That's the year that major renovations took place here. Behind that stone is a time capsule sealed inside a stainless steel container with messages from Little Leaguers around the world. It is scheduled to be opened 50 years after it was placed there in the year 2059. Go ahead up to the fence on the patio to get a look at Howard J. Lomedy Stadium. You'll have a chance for an even better photo, however, later in this tour. Then, go back the way you came, along the sidewalk in front of the administration building. But instead of crossing the road to the plaza with the flags, walk downhill about 60 feet, but only if conditions are good for walking downhill. And remember, if you decide to walk downhill, you'll probably have to walk back uphill. So if you'd rather take the rest of the tour in a car, and if the road conditions are good, you might want to ride instead of walk. When you get to the next panel, the third inning panel near the entrance to the International Grove, select 300 on your audio tour guide.